Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 1st, 2025. And we're going to talk about hopefully something that really helps people, really helps you as an individual. This email I got was very lovingly offered to me, about 3 weeks ago. It is one that comes from Los Angeles, from a lady down there named Linda, who is always sending me interesting things about subjects that she would like to have talked about. She, background, was with me in Escondido when I was teaching formally. And now she listens to me via podcast. And she asks a very simple question, but it's really an important one, very, very important. She says, "You speak of goodness. What exactly is goodness? For me, it is money." And then she goes into how important money is, and is that a part of what she would think of as God's plan? That's what she says here. Well, first of all, Linda, for the years that we you and I have been together in all of this, I am sad to say that I've never said to you, God has a plan for you. This is a Christian belief, an assumption, as though this is some guy that lives in the ethers somewhere and decides what's good for us and what's not so good, and we have no say in the whole thing, and blah, 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 that kind of deal. It doesn't really work like that, not in my experience, at least. So let's take a look at it since you asked me about it. Maybe if you asked a Christian, more traditional minister about it, they'd have a different answer. But here is mine since you asked, okay? I take it from the essence that goodness is something that is so profound it has no definition. It is a simple state of being, not derived out of ambition or pride. It is not accomplished through, shall we say, a manipulative point of view of trying to gain some sort of favor in this world through guile. You know, it's not any of those things. Goodness, as Lhotse talked about it in the Tao, is a purity in a person, an absolute purity. It's where you come from as well as what you do, but it's this where you come from that dictates what you do. And a lot of us in this world have lost our purity. This purity is a perfection that lives within us, that seeks higher ground, the, shall we say, the rarefied air. And most people are not interested in that. They're interested in dollars and cents, in wealth, and thinking that they are rich or can be rich. It is without pride. It is without vanity. It is without seeking some sort of inner guile strategy that would bring us what we want. I think this is really, really important for us. The American public is not interested in this kind of goodness. They're interested in wealth, riches, but not in goodness. And to assume that goodness is something that you can earn in this world or is developed in this world is simply not true. Goodness is a matter of consciousness. It's a matter of looking at a different place within ourselves for not what we want, but what we can offer, what we can live from, something absolutely beautiful on the inside. I want to read you something from the Tao. Maybe this will help a little bit. Lao Tzu says, if you consider riches and honor to be important, you will only bring calamity upon yourselves. The way of heaven is when you have done your work, be grateful. Yes, be grateful. That is true goodness, to have an immense sense of gratitude for the wealth that lives within you, and to honor it, to respect it, and to live and breathe from it. That is true goodness. But very few of us on this planet are much interested in that kind of experience for the simple fact that we want the wealth. We are defined by our quote-unquote success. And what is success to us? But the wealth or the ability, shall we say, to no longer have to worry about where our next meal comes from or will we be able to pay the bills, that kind of thing. That is the earthly thing. This wealth that I speak of, this goodness that lives within you, exceeds all of this. It is a sacred place within us where we live from our soul rather than from and forthwith from the body. Now, not many of us attune ourselves to this. This is not of a great interest to the average person. But, like I say, it's very, very important. And whether or not this goodness exceeds your expectations, your desire, your ambition, your pride, that's up to you. I have an opinion about all of this, and this is a Greg Penn opinion based on no truth whatsoever, but it's worth hearing a little bit. The reason we are here on this planet is to attain to our goodness, not to wealth. It is to open up the doors of heaven that live within us, and then to live from those premises. Rather than trying to get what I want, I must realize what I am. I am that wealth. I am that goodness. And goodness takes many different forms. Sometimes it takes a form of disappointment or heartache because I'm going in the wrong direction. There is nothing that brings up more pain and suffering as does the human heart. And when the human heart is more important to me than the state of my goodness, that is when I find myself in deep problems. Wealth is a matter of goodness, not money. And if you can understand that, if you can understand you seek to do good without anyone ever knowing it was you who did that goodness, then you are in the proper place in your life. You're postured in a place where goodness and mercy can reach you. And we all need mercy. Every single one of us, to some degree, we all need it. So what this basically is all about is forgiveness and mercy define goodness. Now you have to look at that within yourself. Can you do this goodness? Can you be merciful? Can you be forgiving? And this forgiveness takes little forms, big forms, mediocre forms, whatever. It's not letting the trite to upset you, the trite to define you, the trite little things that happen here and there, and taking care of them rather than dismissing them as unimportant. Because in the truth of the matter, Linda, everything in this life is extremely important, and how we handle it is very significant. I hope that helped. Linda, I look forward to your emails, and I hope to have another one soon. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow morning. Please forgive me. Namaste.